Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Hey, welcome back to episode 2 of the Naeem Fazel podcast. So, first of all, we just want to thank you guys who all shared and got the word out about this thing. We've got a lot of great feedback, and we're excited about where we're going to go with this. So, we're here for episode 2.
Yes.
You ready to do this thing?
Yeah, you know what I want to do is today I want to continue the conversation about where we left off, this idea about reclaiming the message of movement of Jesus. And I know there are people out there who are listening to this that are not really religious by any stretch of the imagination. You know, they don't consider themselves religious, maybe spiritual, but I know people have shared this podcast. And so what I want to do is kind of set the tone a little bit more about, yes, this is a religious podcast, I guess you would say. But I think in one sense, everything is religious and nothing is religious. What I mean by that is like, everything is spiritual, not some things. What I mean by that is, again, is that this there's a bigger, there's more going on than we know of, and that we're a lot more spiritual than we think we are or can be. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that kind of like along the lines of, you know, what you said, religion versus spirituality versus, you know, this whole conversation, you've been sharing a few things on just social media, on your Instagram, just some thoughts that you've had in your notes. And I know you mentioned maybe talking a little bit about that. So,
yeah, the idea. Oh, that's a train.
Hello.
That's a train. Yes. This is live recording right here.
This is live, yes.
It might happen again.
Yeah, this is not a official recording studio, in case you have
noticed.
Come
on,
noticed.
Man, it is.
You know, I sent an email to, you know, the city of Charlotte asking them not to send any trains our way, but, you know, we're waiting for them to get back to us.
This
so.
Is in the, we're in the city.
We are.
In the city.
We're right here.
Yeah, so religion versus, not Jesus, but the idea of the message of Jesus. So I came from a Muslim background, a very religious background, a very religious history. It's a rich history. And the quotes that I put out there, one in particular was pretty interesting. I think that that some people love and some people are confused about is this idea about that religion wants us clean, God wants us close. Meaning that religion in itself is desires if you follow the system or if you go after you know, what a particular religion asks of you connected to the particular culture. It's really about making you holy. It's about making you sin less, if you will, or this concept of clearing your conscience out, or getting to a higher place, maybe it be nirvana or heaven. And the message of Jesus seems to be like that God wants us close to Him and His heart. And so I had some people who questioned this idea about religion. Why is it really bad? It's not necessarily bad, but I just want to make sure people understand that there's a fundamental difference between religion and the message of Jesus. And I think the best way to kind of talk about that is to maybe consider that religion in itself is, in one sense, just trying, you know, basically humanity trying to prove that we can either love God or we can be holy. So you've noticed that, right?
Different,
I mean, you grew up Catholic, right?
Lindy, my wife did.
Okay.
But that was the only interpretation of religion that I had ever seen. So even though I was familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, so but it was a system of like certain sets of beliefs, to-dos, and the goal was to make you more holy.
Right.
And the goal was, in one sense, also to prove that you were, you know, a person who loved God or,
right,
pursuing God.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I had went a few times with her, and just like the idea of the fact that she could partake in certain parts because she was baptized Catholic, and I couldn't partake in certain parts of the ceremony because I hadn't been. And it just was like, it was really confusing for me, to be honest with you. Like, I was just like, why? We're worshiping the same God in the same building, yet I can't partake right. in certain ceremonies that you can, like communion, things like that. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I mean, I get it, but right. like,
how does that work?
You know, growing up, I was just confused about it. So, and I mean, yeah, there would be like something at the end where Lindy would go to the front to take communion and right. I would stay in the pew. And I mean, it's just like this feeling like you just like everyone's going and you're just like sitting there in the
you're
pew
the
and
sinner, yeah, whatever.
And I'm just sinner. Looking around like, ah, what's up, man? Hey, right. how's it going? It's just like, I would literally leave
yeah.
at that part. Like I would like walk out of the pew and as she would go forward, I would like mingle in with the rest of the people that were walking out and just wait for them after
everything. So it was not just you, it was a bunch of sinners.
Right, it's a ton of sinners in there, yeah.
Okay, so so interestingly enough, the first time I actually had communion was at a Catholic church where I actually pretended to be a Catholic.
So you pretended not to be a sinner.
Correct. Because gotcha. the shame, the walk of shame, I guess.
Yeah.
I could not do that. Oh, so that was I rough. Was with some Indian friends. This is back in Kuwait. As a teenager, we were hanging out. We were going to go party or do something afterwards. And so their parents had to make sure that they go to Mass. And so I tagged along.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, hey, just go with the flow. And so, yeah, I went up, did the whole communion thing, pretended I was a Catholic, and I took communion as a Muslim the very first time in the Catholic Church in Kuwait City. Yes.
Dang.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so the idea of religion having ceremonies, they're all moving towards an end, which is they're trying to, again, make sure that we have a system and a set of things that give us comfort or give us this a sense that we are showing our love and devotion to a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the message of Jesus is kind of the opposite of that. So where religion is humanity trying to become holy, the message of Jesus is that Jesus is proof that we are in fact holy, which is very, very confusing to some. But if you listen to the teachings of Jesus, Jesus's message is that stop trying to prove that you love God. Look at the fact that God is trying to prove to you that he loves you and he sent his son to make a way for you. Because if we read the scriptures, we find that there is a God DNA in everything that was created in the universe. What we know and what we don't know, what we see and what we can't see, what we have discovered and what is yet to be discovered, there is a God DNA. Life itself, in definition, could be basically God energy or the spirit of God or the finger of God, whatever you want to call it. It is God creating these things. So the message of Jesus is that God is restoring humanity back, because though we believe that we are, you know, sinful, like there's an idea that humanity is inherently sinful, and that's why we need religion, or that's why we need to do better. We need to prove that we need to become holy. But there is a intrinsic divinity about us that Jesus talks about, that the kingdom of God is in us in such a way that goes against this fundamental idea of humanity trying to come up with systems, religious systems, to prove they can be holy, or they can love God. I wonder if we've missed it, where maybe it's the message of Jesus is true, that he was trying to show us that God has pursued humanity, God has had a relationship with humanity, God is restoring that relationship to humanity, God has made us in his image, which is a whole different podcast, but yet he's made us holy. Because the word holy, one of the words in the Hebrew is the word kadosh, which literally means separated. That he has separated us, that he's made us very unique and different. Because of that, there is a inherent holiness about us. So I think the message of Jesus is, hey, why don't you pursue God knowing that you're inherently holy versus trying to pursue God where you are originally sinful. I think the way you start sometimes and from where you're coming from, you know, or the lens or the filter that you are going through or seeing through or moving through can really make the biggest difference between what you end up understanding or realizing or where you end up going. And I feel like when religion kind of moves or starts from this idea that there's a problem with you and we have to fix it, then the system is only good if it does the best job of fixing. But maybe it's not about being fixed. Maybe it's about being loved. Maybe it's about knowing that we are loved. And maybe it's allowing or unlocking what God has put inside of us versus trying to find something and become someone that some particular religion calls us to be.
Wow. You know, dude, like as you were kind of explaining that, man, like there were so many moments there where my mind needed to catch up to what you were saying, but then it was like, man, like that's so cool that you think about, like you try to figure all this out, but you just bring it back to like you're loved. And that's the bottom line,
right?
Is that you're loved exactly how you are by a God that created everything. Like it's just, as you're like saying this and I'm like so many times I've tried to like in my mind, like think like when someone asks me like, you know, about religion versus spirituality, I'm like, man, if I could just put the words together, dude, like you just nailed it. And it took me a while to like buffer and like
buffer.
Like my mind was spinning. So like we were joking earlier about this podcast actually sounds better at like 1.5 times the speed.
It literally does.
But I think I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that at like 0.5 speed.
No.
Because there was so much.
I sound drunk.
There was so much in there, man. That's so good. And I wish as I was sitting in the pew, you know, when I was 10 years old or whatever it was, and you know, I'm sitting there waiting as everyone else is going up, I wish I could have had you in my ear explaining that. Like, it just making me realize, like, this is what it's about, man. That was so good.
Yeah. I mean, one of the quotes that I put out there that a lot of people loved, but some people, you know, questioned, is this idea, and it's a statement against religion. And not that I'm anti all the religions, sure, and I hate people and religious leaders.
Right.
It's not true at all. It's just, what was it? I wrote that religion is humanity medicating itself. And it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And so all of the people out there that consider themselves, you know, agnostics or atheists, that's mostly atheists, would say, yeah, it's religion is the what do they call it, what you got to rest on, what is that, it's a handicap, what am I looking for, what's the word, you guys know, you're listening
handrail.
To handrail,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
you
the
said rest on.
crutch,
like, oh, like it's a cane,
cane crutch, yeah. It's a support. I mean, humanity, religion is the crutch of humanity, you know. Yeah. It needs it. And it's true. I think it's true. Religion itself is humanity trying to medicate itself.
Mm.
And I think Jesus is the cure, revealing himself.
Mm.
So I'm sure we'll continue this conversation.
Yeah.
But for now, let's sign off.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, guys, join us next time. We're going to continue this conversation. We're trying to make these short because... one, because I know life moves fast and your time is valuable. And so join us for the next one. All right. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing. Make sure that you continue. Please, please, please continue to like, rate, review, share, post a picture, whatever it is, tag us. Man, we just love your support, and it really means the world to us. We can't do this alone.
Yes.
We need your help.
Yes, yes.
We actually played around with the idea of calling the people who are with us on this journey reclaimers.
Yeah.
And so we're reclaiming the message and movement of Jesus. So if you consider yourself a listener to this podcast, you are a reclaimer. And so...
Yeah, and please let us know if you want to hear from someone in particular.
Yeah.
We might know them, so we could bring them as guests on this podcast. If we don't know them, maybe you can introduce us.
Yeah.
Or pray that they, or bribe them to be on this podcast.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, one of those. All right. Love you guys. Cool. Thank you so much for supporting us.
You got it.